Every Thursday, we read from your email.
This week, a number of listeners objected to our characterization of Marines in a story about a potential court-martial. Lieutenant Ilario Pantano may face court-martial for the killing of two Iraqis. Our reporter described Pantano as far from the typical Marine due to his level of education and past employment on Wall Street.
Brett Burns of Washington, D.C. writes that he was shocked by that description. In fact, Marines, and Marine officers in particular, are not only uniquely well-educated as compared to their kin in the other services, but have traditionally gone on to be remarkably successful in business, to the point that Marine officers are in high demand among Fortune 500 corporations today. By perpetuating the stereotype of the dumb leatherneck as the typical Marine, your correspondent was only exposing himself as shockingly uneducated on the subject matter of his reporting.
Then there was our profile of fifth grade teacher Rafe Esquith. Esquith teaches at Hobart Elementary in inner city Los Angeles, and he's won awards for his work from President Bush and the Queen of England. He teaches a heavy dose of the arts and also presides over Saturday classes for his former students.
Mike Carroll of Seattle writes, I was quite simply humbled and extremely moved by the work of this dedicated educator. I think a few tears even ran down my face as I listened to his enthusiastic 10-year-olds in a performance of Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew. I needed to hear this story. My usual cynicism toward the human race felt mean-spirited and ugly after being confronted with a man who was an educator in the very best possible sense of the word, one who really does make a difference in the lives of his students. Forget the corrupt and lying politicians, the greedy and unprincipled business executives, the overpaid and dissolute athletes and entertainers. This is the sort of man who deserves to make the news.
A different perspective from Mark Duchin, an English and drama teacher in Pittsburgh, who says, The idealist in me certainly took pleasure in the reporter's account of Esquith's remarkable dedication and impact on students. However, most of my thoughts revolved around questions and concerns which were never addressed by this very simplistic look at the nature of teacher excellence. How did Esquith's decision to devote so much extra time to his students affect his four children, his wife? How did other teachers view his commitment in regards to expectations placed on them? Are there any disadvantages to Esquith's approach, or should we just send his memoir to every teacher in America?
Another story about teaching sparked some debate. We featured a rare high school group, a poetry drill team in New Mexico. One student said the team reads poetry aloud the way it sounds right to them, without worrying about how the poet might have read it.
On four, one, two, three, four.
In Xanadu de Kubla Khan, a stately pleasure dome decree, where out the sacred river ran through cabins measured.
Old Jody Williams of Austin, Texas writes, At the risk of seeming old school, I can't help but wonder how brutalizing Samuel Taylor Coleridge's vivid and graceful masterpiece, Kubla Khan, to a tedious humdrum chant in any way enhances appreciation of the poem. Perhaps adding a little scratch backup would improve Coleridge's poem, but why bother if it's all the same?
Well, please bother to send us your emails. Write to atc@npr.org. And please remember to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.